coming to you live from Dakota Avenue. Close to the street as I can get. Maybe that's where I belong. It's the Radio HUD. Good morning. Monday edition here, April 20th. And we always open up the week. We're talking chamber news with Katie. And you got a page and a half today.
I do. It's a big week in the town.
It is a big week in the... Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. How was the weekend? Treat you good?
It did treat me well.
Good.
It did. It was a very low-key weekend for us, which is a rare commodity, and I'm very grateful for it.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm having a Monday.
Are you?
Yeah, I just, you know,
I
not
feel
bad.
It.
It's just, you know, things.
Yeah.
Anyway, nobody knows this better than you. And I had the, you know, I was talking with Christy Sullivan at Breckenridge School, and she's going down this laundry list of things they got going on.
Do they?
And it's like, how do you keep this all straight? And I always ask you the same thing. It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you always throw it to Jordan and go, well, if I didn't have Jordan, but a lot
That's
of that
true.
Has to do with you, too. So,
well, you know, and we do our due diligence. We make sure that people know that we are here to help promote these events. We have a big, extensive event calendar. We also do our fair share of scouring Facebook to make sure that we have those events that are local on our calendar.
Right.
So we try to do some recon work as well.
I always say if it's going on, the chamber's probably got it.
We try to. I mean, we miss a few here and there, unintentionally. But we do our best to make sure we have everything that we know of listed on our calendar. And hence the reason I have a page and a half of things
I'll just
on.
Let you go now. Enough of my yakking. Enough of my yakking.
Yeah.
All right.
So starting off today, community blood screening at CHI St. Francis at the walk-in clinic. They do this every year. Where you pay $60 and you get your blood screening. You get a whole panel of tests.
Everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And so this is sponsored by the Wappan and Breckenridge Rotary Club, Essentia and Sanford Clinics, and CHI St. Francis. They're doing it all week, Monday through Friday, and it's from 6 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. So it's a little late now, but Tuesday I'm sure they have openings.
Yeah.
If you are interested and would like to make an appointment just to get that blood screening, it's 218-643-0123.
Easy to remember,
Yeah.
I can
just
even remember
that. Just to make that appointment.
Crying out loud.
And there's lots and lots of time slots, and they really want you to stay on top of your health.
Mm-hmm. So that's a great way to do it.
On Tuesday, we're doing, the chamber is actually doing what's called a chamber meet and greet over at Healing Arts Chiropractic. It's from 1 to 4:30. And this is a time where we set up. We generally do like a yearly membership drive, but thought we'd change it up a little bit and host it over at a business. So we're doing Healing Arts Chiropractic. And it's just a time when you can come in and essentially have a conversation. What does the chamber do? What can they do for us? That sort of conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Or just have a chat. Say, tell me what's happening in the Twin Towns. It's just a good time to a casual conversation. We're also serving Italian sodas.
Oh.
You know, we have to incentivize.
Yeah. Great way to network, though.
Yeah. And also a good time to bring your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have something that you'd like to see in the Twin Towns, come and talk to us about it.
Yeah, because knowing you two, you'll take it and run with
it. We'll
try. Yeah.
We'll do what we can. Mm-hmm. So that's, again, tomorrow from 1 to 4:30 over at Healing Arts Chiropractic. Also happening tomorrow, Richland County Museum opens for... the summer.
Oh, it's spring.
I don't have their exact hours, but it's listed on their website. I know that for sure. But they are open tomorrow from 1 to 4 p.m. I think they're open Tuesdays and Thursdays and then Saturdays. Again, make sure that you check their website. And so,
home of Rosemead.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
On Thursday, we at the Chamber are doing our monthly Chamber Chats at 8 a.m. The host this month is Bell Bank. The topic of conversation is financial confidence for business owners.
Mm, good stuff. Good information.
It'll be a good in the building at Bell Bank is beautiful. The people are wonderful over there. So we're very lucky for them to open up their doors and we'll have a conversation with them as well. And the public is welcome. It's free. There's a little light breakfast. So it's going to just be good. Some good networking and conversation.
And thank you, Bell Bank.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also happening on Thursday, Craft Day over at Breck Family Community Center. They're making sun catchers,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
So that's 3 to 5:30 p.m. It is free for the kids to do this, and it's a good cause for them. So Again, also happening Thursday. It's a big day this week. Thursday's a big day this week. Twin Town Artist Series, Young Original, is coming to town. And that's over at the Science School Cultural Center. And that starts at 7:30 p.m. It is the last of the Twin Town Artist Series
For the season.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on to Friday, Baked Potato Bar fundraiser benefiting Three Rivers Crisis Center. It's a free will donation. It runs from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And that's over at the Hughes Shelter in Wappanen.
Show them some love. That's great work.
They absolutely do. Great cause. And the baked potatoes are really good.
Very good.
Can you tell I'm hungry?
Size of cantaloupes, too. They're huge.
Yeah, they are. Happening on Saturday, it's a medication take-back event over at the Wappanen Law Enforcement Center. They are taking old medications, expired, unused, that sort of thing, so it doesn't go down your drain. 10 a.m. to 12 p.m., and there is no cost to do that. And also happening on Saturday is Saturday and Sunday, the NDSCS Spring Drama Production, Saturday at 7 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. It's at the Science School Cultural Center. And the title of the production is called The Prisoner of Second Avenue.
Oh.
So I have never heard of that one.
It's a Neil Simon. I did that with Head of the Red years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, great show.
Oh, great.
Great show. You brought back a good memory there.
I love that. Yeah, happy to help.
Good stuff. Yeah, get out and see that.
Yeah, and that's what I have. That's what. There's lots of other things going on, running out of time to talk about them, but it's jam-packed.
Chamber website.
Absolutely.
Chamber website. Get over there, and if you missed any of this conversation, we'll podcast this and have it up early this afternoon. Katie Rauber, always great to see you.
Same to you.
All right. 916 here, the voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW.
I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day, there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night, filling up my mind. All the heavens, rivers come to light, I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. Like the rain, always calling for you, I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good, and when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you, falling like the rain. I have fallen for you, and I know just why. When the night falls on our better days and we're looking to the sky for the winds to take us high above the plains, I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling like the rain. I have fallen for you, and I know just why. Like the rain.
voice of the band.